series of stomach-twisting evasive maneuvers. Kardas, get us out of here! Trying! Kardas called back, fighting to read the computer displays as they bounced and wobbled in front of his eyes. There was no way it was going to calculate the next jump before even Kento's luck ran out and the fuming hut back there finally connected. But if Kardas couldn't find a place for them to go, maybe he could find all the places for them not to go. The sky directly ahead was full of stars, but there was plenty of empty black between them. Picking the biggest of the gaps, he punched the vector into the computer. "Try this one," he called, keying it to Kento. "What do you mean, try?" Maris asked. The freighter rocked, as a pair of shots caught it squarely on the aft deflector. "Never mind," Kento said, before Kardas could answer. He punched the board, and once again, the star lines lanced out and faded into the blotchy hyperspace sky. Maris exhaled in a huff. That was too close. "Okay, so maybe he is mad at us," Kento conceded. "Now, like Maris said, kid, what do you mean, try this one?" "I didn't have time to calculate a proper jump," Kardas explained. "So I just aimed us into an empty spot with no stars." Kento swiveled around. "You mean..."